At its February 11th meeting, the Pocahontas County Board of Education held a serious discussion about moving the fifth grade from Marlinton Elementary School to Marlinton Middle School. That subject first came up when teachers suggested it at last fall's local school improvement council meetings at the schools. Since then, board member John Burns has brought it up several times and said this needs to be discussed and not allowed to fall through the cracks. Board President Joe Walker made it clear from the beginning that at this meeting there will be no action taken to implement any change, just a discussion and figuring out where to go from here. He added that if they are going to do this next school year, they need to move very quickly because the season to make all personnel moves is coming up shortly. Walker said he spoke with Philip Anderson, the principal at Marlinton Elementary School, about the possible transfer. Anderson told Walker that he wanted the board to talk with his teachers about it, but thinks the staff should be invited to send a couple of staff representatives to the next board meeting to present their feelings about it. He said there will probably be some teachers in favor of it while others oppose it. So he would like them to send one person representing each side. Other board members felt that all the elementary and middle schools should be invited as well, although some might not want to send representatives. Board member Justin Dilley said he spoke to the staff at Greenbank Elementary Middle School to see how they felt about it, and they told him that as long as their fifth grade is not involved in any move, they have no strong feeling one way or the other. There was a question raised of whether Hillsborough Elementary School would also be sending their fifth graders to Marlinton Middle School next year if the board decides to go ahead with the idea. Walker said that the issue of equality between the fifth grade students attending Marlinton Middle and even Greenbank fifth graders would have more resources than they have at Hillsborough. This would be a determining factor of whether Hillsborough's fifth graders would also move to the middle school or not. Dilley said that this particularly would pertain to the arts and to the band. Denise Sharp, president of the local AFT, added that she does not know what the AFT rules would be regarding transferring teachers, and it will take about a week for her to get the answer since the AFT is currently preoccupied with the pending state education legislation. Dilley had wanted to know if the teachers could simply be transferred or would there be a reduction in staff followed by rehiring them at the new school. Joe Walker added that while he has not made up his mind about the plan, one thing that he sees as being a main issue is safety. He feels that the school environment at the Marlinton Middle School is safer for students than at Marlinton Elementary School because of all the traffic and people right outside that school's doors. Joe Walker questioned whether it might be better to hold off on any decision to do this at all next year, since they are doing the comprehensive educational plan, which will require them to make any decisions about moving, renovating, or consolidating schools. And until that is done, the long-term fate of Marlinton Elementary School itself is in question. This discussion is sure to be ongoing. In the next part of this meeting story, we will cover all the other things done at the meeting, including a resolution opposing the educational reform legislation pending in the state legislature, and Mr. Brad Dunn's concerns about being able to have school buses for the Marlinton Middle School boys basketball team. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.